Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting new developments from OpenAI. The release of GPT-03, the full version, GPT-04 Mini, and something called Codex CLI. It's a lot to unpack, so let's dive in.
Wow, another new model so soon after GPT-4.1? 3 days ago, you say? It's hard to keep up. What makes these new models stand out?
Well, GPT-03 is a significant improvement over the previous low, medium, and high thinking versions. This full model has much broader context and is amazing for brainstorming and document creation. I've been using it extensively, and the difference is remarkable.
So you're saying it's even better than 4.1? But what about 04 Mini? And what on earth is Codex CLI?
Hold on. Yes, 03 is a game changer. As for 04 Mini, it's also strong with varying thinking strengths. Codex CLI is a whole other beast. It's like having an AI coding assistant right in your command line. It integrates with OpenAI for agentic coding. I've spent hours playing with it. It's addictive. I've burned through $15 just experimenting.
$15? That sounds expensive. Is the model itself costly, or are you just using it that much?
It's not the model's price. It's the sheer amount I'm using it. It's that good. Now, OpenAI doesn't claim it's better than 4.1, which isn't yet on Codex. But Codex is just so fun to use. I've been giving OpenAI all my money.
So these new models replace older versions like 01 and 03 Mini, right? But Codex is entirely new.
Exactly. We'll briefly touch on 03 and 04 Mini, but the real fun is Codex. It's a bit technical to set up, but worth it. It's like having a coding playground right in your terminal.
You mentioned something about API keys and being a Plus subscriber.
Right. You'll need an API key, meaning you need to be a Plus subscriber. And you'll need a few dollars in your OpenAI account to use the API. It's not part of the $20 Plus subscription, but it lets you access 03 and Codex. You basically preload money onto your account for API usage.
Got it. So you've been using 03 for something specific. You mentioned dense information and voice memos.
Yes, I'm working on a complex project, creating documentation, presentations, and an action plan. I record long voice memos, transcribe them, then feed the text to 03. It helps me brainstorm, identify key threads, and connect disparate ideas. It's invaluable.
Impressive. So let's see this Codex CLI in action. Building something fun, you said?
Exactly. We'll start with a simple HTML game. Let's see. How about a twist on tic-tac-toe? Let's make it so you can move pieces, not just place them. Make it animated, dynamic, and something other than X's and O's. Wish me luck.
Let's see what it comes up with. Unicorns versus dragons. That's creative. And it actually works? The animations, the movement, impressive.
I know, right? It even explains the rules. A 3-token game with a movement phase. It's not perfect, but it's functional and surprisingly fun. Pretty neat for a first try. And quick too. Let's push it further. How about using the webcam? This could get interesting.
Webcam integration? Ambitious. It's a thinking model though, so patience is key. 156 seconds is quite a wait, but it delivered.
Pop the bubbles with your nose. Okay, not exactly what I had in mind, but hey, it's using the webcam. Definitely a work in progress, but it's proof of concept.
Now for the Wordle clone. 6 rows, 2 boards, arrow key navigation, animated camera. You're really pushing it. And full auto mode too. This is going to be epic.
I know. It's a long shot, but let's see. I'm hoping for smooth camera transitions between two independent Wordle boards. I emphasized clean, extracted code too. Separated game logic, movement, and environment. Fingers crossed.
10 minutes. This is intense. Look at all that thinking. But progress. It's modifying the camera position. It's alive.
And it's done. 2 boards, 6 rows, arrow key navigation, smooth camera panning. It's incredible. I'm genuinely amazed. There's a slight issue with letters not appearing until Enter is pressed, but otherwise, it's fantastic. This Codex CLI is something else. I've been hooked all day, experimenting, pushing it to its limits.
It's amazing how much you've accomplished with this tool. From a simple HTML game to a 3D Wordle clone with multiple boards and camera controls, all generated with AI assistance in your command line.
I know. And the O3 model itself has been invaluable for brainstorming and organizing my thoughts. I've never seen anything like it. The level of insight is truly impressive.
It sounds like a real breakthrough in AI-assisted coding. These new models and tools are opening up exciting possibilities.
Absolutely. I'm incredibly excited about the future of AI-powered development. Thanks for joining me on this adventure, everyone. And a special thanks to all our new subscribers and those who share our content. Your support means the world. Until next time.
Goodbye.